on Victory in Europe Day, 70 years ago, 25,000 people came to services of thanksgiving held throughout the day and evening here in Westminster Abbey. We today share the spirit of that day of rejoicing.
If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he, not with him, also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
There is great comfort in the thought that the years of darkness and danger in which the children of our country have grown up are over, and please God, forever. We shall have failed, and the blood of our dearest will have flowed in vain if the victory which they died to win does not lead to a lasting peace founded on justice and goodwill.
We pray for nations still devastated by wars, for their people and their leaders, and for those who suffer the effects or memories of past wars. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Will you always acknowledge how precious are the gifts which God has entrusted to us, and exercise the freedoms and responsibilities you have with gratitude and humility.
With the help of God, we will.
Naturally, all the boys got together. We were way out in the middle of nowhere, sort of thing. There were no civilian population, no girls, just all boys. Some enterprising buddy found some booze somewhere in the mess with a few drinks and a sing-song and a dance together. And that was it. You've got to defend your freedom. I mean, there'll always be someone somewhere who wants to stick up and say, no, I'll do it my way. Our generation suffered. The present generation is suffering. Try and not let it happen again. That's the main thing. Try and not let it happen again, but at the same time, be prepared.